Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, there was a big golf match today, and we're going to get the results of it right now as we go to the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall & Capitas, to talk to our good friend Rich Walsh. And Rich, I followed it on Twitter for a while, and it looks like in the end you were not able to get your revenge on Pomp.
No, it was a push. No.
Was there strokes involved again this time?
Yeah, I gave six, which happens to be our exact handicaps. So I gave him six, and I had to win the last. So I was down three with five to play, and I went par, par, birdie, birdie, par to push the match.
So what is there a tiebreaker involved, or is it just a
we didn't have time to do a tiebreaker because I had to get to work. So we're going to do it again, with another excuse to get out and play another match.
So you're now 0-1-1 against them.
Yeah, I'm 0-1-1. I don't know how, if this was a round robin tournament, I don't know how that was fair, because now he's won 0-1 against me. But, I didn't hit my driver great, but I scrambled a little bit. I shot 74, and Bob claimed he's a 12 handicap, shot 79. Hard to beat.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, that's obviously two guys that are really hitting it pretty well. What you should have done was stipulated that if you tied, since it was his course, then you got the win.
Yeah, I was trying to, since it was his course, I was trying to talk him into only me giving him four shots or five shots, and then I probably would have won. But, we'll do it again. It was fun. I feel like I'm getting my game in order. I'm ready to take on Pomp. But his handicap better be coming down after shooting 76, 79 against me.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, if he's entering the scores the right way. Speaking of golf, by the way, do you have this? Are you friends? This guy looks like he'd be one of your buddies. Zachary Dworak. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't know who that is.
He's some
Why
dork.
Would he be one of my buddies?
He's some dorky-looking guy who claims he's a PGA golfer that's given me a hard time on Twitter. You know what I mean? He's like talking trash, and I looked him up. He calls himself Zach PGA. But, he's about your age. I figured he's the kind of guy that you probably played golf with before. Who is this guy? Then I looked up his scores, Richie, and you're better than he is. So, I mean, come on now. So I figured this is a guy that probably Richie – he calls himself Zach Dworak, PGA. Richie probably takes money from this guy all the time, is what I assumed. He looked like, I'm like, why is he giving me a hard time? He must be a buddy of Richie's. But you don't even know.
This guy now.
Yeah, seriously, you look up his scores. I mean, he's got, like, he's a great PGA Tour pro. In the last 8 years, he's appeared in two events, and he got cut in both of them. And his average was like about 85, which, again, you would beat him handily twice if you played him. So I assumed he might be one of your buddies, from the old days at Rolling Fields or something, right?
No, I don't know this guy. I don't know.
Because you hang out with a lot of guys who are actually legitimately really good golfers, unlike this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I play with a lot of guys that are scratch golfers and legit golfers and pros and stuff, yeah. So, but I don't know. I've never heard of this guy. And yeah, okay. I don't think any of my guys would give you a hard time. They all like you. I bring you around all the time.
Well, no, what I mean is that's what I thought, though. I thought, you know, well, maybe this is one of Richie's guys just sort of, you know, busting my stones a little bit, you know. But now it just turns out he's a clown. Okay, so that, now we've established that. What are we going to talk on? What are we going to talk about on the nightly sports call?
I actually want to talk about the NBA. I never talk about the NBA either. I'm going to be a big fan. It looks like you're starting back up here. I'm going to pick a team and start being an NBA fan now because I don't know if we're going to have baseball around here, so I don't know if I'm going to be following the Pirates at all. I hope so. I want baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport. But it looks like the NBA is going to approve a plan tomorrow, and they're going to start up in Walt Disney World. I love Walt Disney World, too, so it's great. I'm going to be a big NBA fan. I love Walt Disney World. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, well, again, that would be, I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing is going to be they're talking about the third or fourth week of July getting started. So
yeah, and that's what's good. They're going to get the first, they're going to be the first sports back on, it seems like. And that's going to give them some momentum. And I think Adam Silver, when he talked and he met with the president, talked to the president, he said he wanted to be the first sport. They were the first sport to shut down. They want to be the first sport to kind of bring the community and the country and the nation back together. So it looks like that's what's really happening. Of the four major ones, we know the PGA is coming back here in a couple weeks, but it seems like the NBA will be the first one. And I really hope, Paul, I don't know. I mean, I know when we talked last week, I was like 70%, but that percentage keeps coming down for me with baseball. I mean, if they can't come to some kind of resolution, and I talked about this last night on the sports call, and we can get it more tonight, but I think they got to do it for the love of the game at this point. You know, people need baseball. That's America's sport. And I think they're just, maybe they're short-sighted on this one. This isn't a regular year to be bargaining for a new CBA that's coming up. They got to think about what this is going to do to their image. And I know you don't like to deal with optics,
well,
but
yeah,
I mean, I'm looking at it that way, though.
Well, I mean, I'll even take it a step further, Rich. How bad is it going to be if all the other sports are playing and, you know, colleges are up and running again, the PGA Tour is going again and everything else, and baseball's not playing? There's no excuse and way to recover from that, is there?
I don't know. I mean, I think they'll recover, but maybe not fully, but I think their popularity will go down for sure. I mean, the one thing that I look at, I mean, safety isn't an issue right now, it seems like. They're not fighting over the safety protocols. They're fighting over money, and that's what it's all about. I thought safety would be the top tier that they're talking about, but it seems like it's money. Safety's not even talked about anymore, right? And the fact that Pitt's coming out saying that they plan on having an August training camp, that's great. That this is at least giving people hope, getting back to some kind of normal life. That's what we need here as a country. And sports is a big part of that, is a big part of that getting back to normal. And I think a lot of people realize that now. You know, I mean, people just took sports for granted that I'm just going to turn on the game and watch and whatever. But now it's like you don't have anything and there's no distraction at all. So I think if everything comes back, it's going to be a really good fall for just everything. Hopefully there's not a second wave with this coronavirus and all these sports can play. But think about hockey, maybe baseball, NBA playoffs. You got the Masters, the Derby, college football, NFL. It's all going to be going on at the same time. It's a sports fan's dream.
Well, it absolutely is. Well, Rich, we'll do it again in about 40 minutes on TV, okay?
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.